A study funded by the Swine Health Information Center has resulted in the validation of a whole genome sequencing breakthrough. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A Swine Health Information Center-funded study conducted by the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign set out to develop and validate capture probe-based enrichment for the whole genome sequencing of the PRRS virus. CHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says enhancement of the whole genome sequencing process is important because it's utilized against multiple sample types that may not have a high viral load, such as processing fluids, oral fluids, tongue tips, or other tissues.
Whole genome sequencing is a technology we've been utilizing to be able to assess a lot of our samples because it's important to be able to detect current pathogens and characterize them, but also to be able to detect new pathogens that producers might face. This project shows an increased improvement to find virus accurately in samples that have a low viral load or high CT value, but it also enhances it and significantly increases the PRRS whole genome sequences that can be detected, and then improves our surveillance overall by providing more of these detailed characterization of the virus that are identified. This approach can really enhance our diagnostic success by being able to detect higher genome counts and recovery in commonly used samples, and especially in some of those samples that may have low viral load. And so that is important to detect some of these changes, especially in PRRS virus, but it also can be utilized to look at emerging diseases and how those can be better identified out of those existing samples that we commonly use in the industry.
Dr. Becton says this method offers a more robust alternative to traditional methods because it offers an increased tolerance to genetic diversity, and it doesn't require precise sequencing when looking for viruses of interest. The full report can be accessed through CHIC's May e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.